Okay, I don't think it'll be that long. I apologize in advance. I didn't plan this yet. By the Parshas Baloischa starts off Periches Pasuk Beis Dabel Aron Gamarta Elov Baloischa Saneirois Amupaneim Noiro Yeiru Shiva Saneirois. What does it mean Baloischa? Speak to Aron and say to him Baloischa Saneirois. When the Neirois go up, rise. So Rashi says because the flame goes up by itself. So therefore, lighting is called the Lashon Aliyah, because the flame rises by itself. And the Lashon Rashi brings down, Shetzorich Lahadlik, he has to light the Menorah, Ashetei Hashal Heves, Oilo Meileha, until the flame rises by itself. The Menorah we know is oil, light, Ner is Torah, Ner represents Torah, the light of Torah. I don't remember who says this, hook it up. When you light the neiros, when you give up, when you teach Torah, when you learn Torah with somebody, the idea is not just to give it over. The idea is b'haloischa, that the flame should rise by itself. You should give it over in such a way that the Talmud or the Chavrusa, the person you're learning with, should be able to learn by himself, be able to b'haloischa es neiros. For the neiros burn, the flame burns by itself. Not that the Rebbe should be there holding it up, and as soon as the Rebbe walks away, it comes tumbling down and falls apart. But Baloischa should give it over in such a way, Ashatei Shal Heves, Oilo Me'aleha, that the flame burns by itself, the flame of Torah burns by itself. So when you give over Torah, it should be in such a way that a Talmud should be able to learn afterwards by himself. Yes?
Sefer Mayim HaShavua.
Mayim HaShavua, okay. Fine. Okay, fine. Okay.
Shalhava
should be oila, should go, the flame should rise by itself. So after we learn together, the idea is go ahead and take that flame that we learned. Keep it. Oila me'aleh, have it rise by itself. The idea of writing them in oila was the flame should rise by itself. Shalhava is oila me'aleh. Rashi brings down the shvach of Aaron, that Aaron didn't change. Rashi says, Pasuk Gimel, Vayas kein Aaron omu p'nei ha-menorah. Aaron did so. Helon, they were saying, he lit the neiros towards the menorah, kashat tziva Hashem es Moshe. And Rashi brings down, Vayas kein Aaron, lahagid shvacha shel Aaron, to tell us the praise of Aaron, shiloshino, he didn't change. He didn't do anything different. Did anyone think Aaron would do things differently? Aaron's gonna change? Hashem told Aaron how to light the menorah, do a mitzvah. Vayas kein, Aaron did so. Says Rashi, you know what it means, Aaron did so? The Torah goes out of its way to write, Aaron didn't change. Of course Aaron didn't change. Who thought Aaron was going to change? And Peshischa says, Malame, the Pasuk teaches us that Aaron didn't change. It doesn't mean, besides, of course the simple meaning is that Aaron didn't change the mitzvah. But it means Aaron himself didn't change. Aaron didn't change. Sometimes when a person is given an important job to do, what happens? It goes to his head a little bit. It comes about Gaiva. It affects him. Look, I'm Choshev, I'm important. I was chosen to do the job.
Oh, yeah.
So Aaron was chosen to do the job of the Menorah. Melamed Shiloshina. He was the same Aaron before, the same Aaron after. He didn't let the Gaiva affect him. He was the same Aaron HaKoyen beforehand, the same Aaron HaKoyen after him. Afterwards, Melamed Shiloshina, he didn't change. He didn't let the Gaiva come to his head. Or, Melamed Shiloshina, say Pshat, is that Aaron didn't change. The same Cheshek, the same enthusiasm that he had. The first time he did the mitzvah, he had that Cheshek every day when he did the mitzvah. We all know when a bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin the first time, so he's all excited. Watch your mitzvah put on tefillin. He's sitting there making sure every strap is perfect, exactly. And it's exactly right. It takes time. He has to come early to put on the tefillin and make sure everything is perfect. After a day or two already, and we all know what happens. We have come to shul now, and remember what happened. Melamed Shiloshina, Aaron didn't change. The same enthusiasm that he had, the same cheshek that he had, the first time he lit the menorah, he had that cheshek every day that he lit the menorah. Did a mitzvah day in and day out, he didn't change. The same way he was excited the first time, and he had that desire, and it showed that desire remained with Aaron every single day they did the mitzvah. You know, when a person does a mitzvah day after day, we fall into a rut. We fall into a habit. You do the mitzvah, Why? Because we do it. Sometimes we're like robots. Automatic pilot, the mitzvah goes, we say the words, we do the mitzvah, and it just goes on and on. Ben Milla said, if Hashem wants that, he would have created robots. Hashem doesn't want robots. Hashem wants people. People have a mind. People have a heart. People have emotions. And when we daven, we have to put our mind, our heart, our emotions. When we do mitzvahs, put all our kaychas into it. Not to be like robots. Robots run automatic pilot. That's not what our avoid is. Our avoid is not to be a robot. Our avoid is to put our mind, our kaychas into doing mitzvahs. Muhammad Shilashina, Aaron didn't change. Kept the same chesh, the same enthusiasm over all the years of doing the mitzvah. Pasuk says later on, right before Chamishi, the Pasuk says in Perik Yud, Pasuk Tes, V'chisavayu mechama b'artzachem. When a mechama comes in your land, al atzar hatzerer eschem. The enemy that attacks, the enemy, v'hari oisem, machatzaitis, blow the trumpets, v'niskartem, you'll be remembered l'fnei Hashem, okechem before Hashem, v'nashatem, you'll be saved me'oivechem from your enemies. V'chisavayu mechama. When the mechama comes into your land, what do? We blow the chatzaitzrois, we daven for Yeshua. We know in Pashas Kiseitse, in Dvarim, the Pasuk starts off Kiseitse, Lamachama Oyevecha. When you go out to fight a Machama against your enemy, good. And the Pasuk in Kiseitse tells us, Unasanoi Hashem Okecha Biyadecha, Hashem will give the enemy into your hand, Vishavisa Shivyoi, you'll capture a captive, and the whole parasha. Here it doesn't say that the enemy will be given over. No, Shatim, you'll be saved. There the Lashon is, and Hashem will give the enemy over in your hand. Seems to be a stronger, you'll capture a captive, is a stronger victory than just being saved from your enemy. Why does it say here, kisavayu, when a mechama comes, and there it says kisaitse, when you go out to mechama, fine. So to Chavetz Chaim, that the Sfarim will bring down, that kisaitse a mechama refers to the mechama against the Yetzirah. Even though Pashup Shad refers to Muhammad against the physical enemy, but these Pesukim also refer to Muhammad against the spiritual enemy, against the Yetzihara. And it depends what a person's attitude is towards the Yetzihara. If he's Kiseitze, a person takes the first move. He goes out to fight. He doesn't wait for the Yetzihara to come to him, and then when the Yetzihara is there, okay, now I'll wake up and I'll try to fight back. But he goes out to fight against the Yetzihara. Kiseitze la Muhammad goes out to fight, then he's zaycha. If he goes out to fight against the Yetzirah, he says, when the son of Hashem will kecha biyadecha, then he has a hafacha, that Hashem will help him, Hashem will give the Yetzirah over in your hand. But if you do like in this week's parasha, v'chisavayu, sit back, you don't take any measures to fight the Yetzirah. Suddenly, one day, the Muhammad attacks, the Yetzirah is here. Suddenly, you have a challenge, and it's saying, the Yetzirah is here. You don't know what to do? Chisavayu, varioisim, v'niskartem, you have to go yedavim v'nashatem. But it's not the same as in the sonai, Hashem giving over the Yetzirah in your hand. A person who waits for the Yetzirah to come doesn't have as much of Yeshua as a person who goes out to fight against the Yetzirah. Kiseitze la mechama yedecha. It's a big difference whether a person is a kisivayu, he waits for the mechama to come, or kiseitze. He goes out to fight. He takes measures already to prevent the Yetzirah, to hold the Yetzirah back. Especially in today's society, so, you know, we all know this kisavayu and kiseitze. You could make a darn for yourself. You could be ready to fight against Yetzirah. Or you could be kisavayu. Just let yourself roam free, and suddenly you find yourself in a difficult situation. Kisavayu. A person who fights the Yetzirah is kiseitze, when you go out to fight. A person goes out to fight against the Yetzirah, he takes measures on the son that Hashem gives over the Yetzirah in his hand.
Yeah. But Pshat still stays.
Yes,
or...
yes.
Absolutely. So, okay, so absolutely. I have a problem with this Pshat. This instrument, how you say it? This instrument, how say it in Chatzot English?
Chatzot is the trumpet. Chatzot,
yeah, okay, so, Chatzot is Royce. Yeah. It just part of the camp could hear it. Most of the camp cannot hear it.
everyone can hear.
I think they can hear it.
No, you know, if you take nowadays instruments and you try to measure how much could hear,
I'm not sure. Okay.
Maybe it's some very special trumpets.
Okay. Later. Maybe it was.
Maybe now we lose this technique.
Yeah.
No, but they were in the desert. There wasn't that much background.
Right.
No. 16 square miles. Yeah, that's the measure of the camp.
If it's quiet, you probably can hear.
No way. Nowadays, okay. At least nowadays instruments, there is no such instrument that everybody could hear.
Okay. In Perek Yud Pasuk Hey, Zochanu Asandogo Asher Neichab Mitzrayim Chinam. The Yidden complained. Remember the fish made in Mitzrayim for free. It's like Yishum with the cucumbers, the avatichim, the melons, the chotzer, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. They complained they had the life good in Mitzrayim. It was all free. So what does Chinam mean? They worked in Mitzrayim. It wasn't free. So what is it? So right away Rashi says, Im taima, if you're going to ask, Shemitzriim, Noisnim, Lehem, Dogum, Chinam. Mitzrayim gave them fish for free. Valoik varnem, it says, V'teven lo yinos lehem. Even the straw to build the bricks, they weren't given. Im teven lo yinosnim, Lehem, Chinam. If they didn't give straw for free, Dogum, lo yinosnim, Lehem, Chinam. Fish they did? How could it be Mitzrayim fed them fish for free? And Rashi says those few words. Chinam. Wants to say chinam. Chinam min ha-mitzvahs. Free from mitzvahs. They said in Mitzrayim, we didn't have to do any mitzvahs. Now they complain, here when the Midbar, Matan Torah, suddenly 613 commandments we have to follow. In Mitzrayim, we were chinam. We were free from mitzvahs. Okay. The truth is, we mentioned this many times. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es Yisrael. Hashem wants to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael. L'fichach, hir bo lehem Torah u'mitzvos. Therefore, he gave them many Torah u'mitzvos. Shneim Hashem chavetz man tzidko, yagda Torah v'yadir. You want to be nice to somebody, do you make more rules or less rules?
Make less rules. It's not always so simple.
Imagine you come into a building and there's a code of conduct and you have 100 rules. You don't walk out. Too complicated. You want to make things easy for people, you give a few basic rules, and that's it. Hashem wants to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael, so he gave us many Torah and mitzvahs, 613 rules. Hashem wants to be mezakeh, let's give us a few basic rules, and we'll keep the few basic rules, and everyone will be fine. What's the hairbill? So, one of the answers that's given is just the opposite. If there will be only a few rules, so a person would only be b'kayim mitzvah when he follows those rules. The rest of the day, the rest of the night, there will be no schar. He will not be doing a mitzvah. It's only at that time that he's actually following the rules. Hashem gave us tarayag mitzvahs. No matter what time of day it is, no matter what time of night it is, no matter what day of the week it is, no matter when it is, no matter where you are, how old you are, whatever situation you're in, there's always a mitzvah to do. B'chol mokom, b'chol zman, any place, any time, you can always have a mitzvah to do. Just the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh lezakos. Hashem wants to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael. So he gave us many Torah mitzvahs so that we have Torah mitzvahs all over. No matter what time of day it is, 24/7, there's always a mitzvah that a person can do. And whatever situation a person is doing, he can take that situation, that work that he's doing, and turn it into a mitzvah. That's the greatest chus. Just the opposite. Freedom from mitzvahs is a life of avkeris. Life is hefker. There's no meaning. And when a person realizes what a schus it is that Hashem gave us, tayag mitzvahs, and that wherever we are, no matter where it might be, there's always a mitzvah to do. You're running here, you're running there. There's always a person with the right kavanah, the right intentions, and a person does it the right way, it turns into a mitzvah. What a schus a person can have, that no matter where he is, no matter when, it's always a mitzvah. L'fichach, sahir b'lem, Hashem gave us many Torah mitzvahs. There's a medrash pliya on this pasuk. Medrash pliya brings down zachana osadogo mikan shemadriki. We light neiros for einik Shabbos. We light candles for einik Shabbos. For the fact they complained we ate fish in Mitzrayim. Remember the fish we ate in Mitzrayim? Says the medrash. From here we learn that we light neiros on Leil Shabbos. We light neiros on the Friday night Leil Shabbos. That's why it's called Medrash Pliya. There's a whole section of Medrash Pliya. It's that the Medrash and the Pasuk think they have zero in common.
Right.
It's a riddle. It's like a riddle. Everybody tries to say pshat, how to explain the connection between the Medrash and the Pasuk. Says the Chidah, very poshut what the Medrash means. Why were the Eden complaining? What were they complaining about? We remember the fish we ate in Mitzrayim. And here in the Midbar, there's no fish.
Eating the mon.
But they had the mon.
It could taste like
fish. Tastes like fish.
Yeah.
If they wanted the mon to taste like fish, they would sit there with the mon, have kavana, it should be fish, whatever type of fish they wanted, any style, any way they wanted it. So why were they complaining? Remember the fish we had in Mitzrayim. And here in the Midbar, it's true. They didn't have physical fish, actual fish. But they had the taste of fish. They had the mon. Teretz is, it's not the same. It might taste like fish. It might think it's fish, but it's not fish. It's not the same when you're eating, like it doesn't, when you're eating mon, even though you think it's fish, and it tastes like fish, but it's not. It's still not the same.
Doesn't look like
doesn't
fish.
Doesn't look, you, a person doesn't have the same hana when he eats fish, and he eats something that tastes like fish. Mikan, that a person has to see what he's eating. When a person sees the food that he's eating, it gives him pleasure. A blind man who eats doesn't have as much pleasure as a person who sees the food that he's eating. A person sees the food, it adds to the pleasure of eating. Mikan, the light neiros lil Shabbos for Einik Shabbos. In order to eat the Suda at night, it's dark. It won't be neiros lit, the house would be dark at night. It's pitch black at night before we have electricity, right? It's pitch black at night, a person won't see what he's eating. If he won't see what he's eating, what happens? He'll be eating in the dark. It takes away from Einik Shabbos. It takes away the pleasure of eating on Shabbos. So Mikan, from the fact that the Eden complained, that the mon wasn't as good as the real thing, as the real fish, that shows the person has to see what he's eating. A person has to see what he's eating. Mikan, like Neiros, Lo Shabbos, part of avoiding Shabbos is to be able to see what a person, to be able to see what he's, be able to see what he's eating.
Is that a
on Shabbos, so you have different, you have, take a look at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, take a look at the first two Beis Yosef. Okay, the, Vahish Moshe on of Ma'oid, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Vahish Moshe on of Ma'oid, Mikol Ha'odom Hashel Panei Hodom. Moshe was a big on of, most humble of all people than on the face of the earth. Moshe is on of Ma'oid. So, we all know that even though Moshe was an on of, Moshe was still the greatest person in that generation. Moshe was still a great person. Being a gadol and being an onov are not a steward to each other. A person can be great. At the same time, he's an onov.
It's not a steward. It's a requirement. To be an onov, you have to be a gadol.
Or to be a gadol, you have to be an onov.
No, really, gedula comes before onova in
Ramchal. So to be an onov, because being an onov is not a steward to being a gadol. An onov doesn't mean I'm a nobody. It means faket. I have kaiches. Hashem gave me opportunities. Hashem gave me ability. But I know it comes from Hashem. It's not me. It's not kaychi. Humble. It's not kaychi, but it's in yodi. It's my power. It's my strength. I did it. I. It's not me. I realize that I'm the shliach, but it all comes from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was still an onov. All of Moshe Rabbeinu's kaychis, and all of Moshe Rabbeinu's accomplishments, he was still an onov. As Moshe realized, everything he did comes only from Hashem. And there are many stories set over about gedolim and their anivus. Famous story, the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Chassam Sofer, his wife had passed away, and he was looking to remarry. And who was read as a shidduch? Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daughter was read as a shidduch, the Chassam Sofer.
She was younger or something?
She was younger. And this is the way the story goes.
What's wrong with
her? It's fine. He was younger, no? This is the way the Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote a letter to the Chassam Sofer about the shidduch for his daughter. And he wrote a letter to some sefer about his daughter and all the milas that his daughter has and so on and so on. At the end of the letter, Baki Beger writes, but I know that you're looking for a bas Talmud Chacham.
Oh,
I know you're looking for the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. And unfortunately, her father didn't reach that madrega yet. But I hope you still consider the shidduch. Some sefer wrote back to Baki Beger, I believe every word that you wrote about your daughter. I believe that her mailus, her tzidkis, her godless, every word you wrote about your daughter. But I just want to let you know, that your daughter of that stature deserves to marry a Talmud Chacham. I'm not yet on that Madrega. I hope we still consider the Shidduch. and the Shidduch came about.
Oh, they still came about.
Okay. Such was the anivus of great Kedoyim. Okay, it's a little bit early. So just before, I was thinking that I didn't really prepare, but a certain story that I had seen a while ago, I don't know, came into my head, popped into my head, and I'll fit it in a little bit. You know, I've been busy. I've been in the hospital in and out the whole past 4 weeks, basically every day. Maybe one day, basically every day. My father's not well at all right now, and I've been in and out of the hospital. You know, you talk to doctors, and you know there are some doctors that are mentioned, and some doctors that think that they're
malachim,
you know, not malachim, but they're the highest authority in the world that there is. You know, the pasuk says in this week's parasha, Miriam Yatzaras, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem Lema Kel Na Refa Na La Hashem Hela. We all know Refa'inu Hashem Vnei Rofe, that Hashem is the true doctor. The doctors are only a shliach of Hashem. But unfortunately, in today's society, the doctors are all have their own their attitude, and they think that they know it all, that they're smarter than, and sometimes you feel like as if the name to bring Hashem or God into the conversation is not even an option, because we're in charge.
If he talks to atheists, he's not supposed to say it.
Hmm?
If the doctor talks to atheists, that he's not supposed to talk about Hashem.
Atheist.
Okay. But we all know that Kel Na Refa Na La, and Hashem is the one who brings about all refuahs. Okay. So you mentioned Tov Shebarafim will Gehenna. Even the best of the doctors go to Gehenna. So I said this over from the Yasser Rav. I used to hear heard a pshat over Toiv. The gematria of Toiv. The gematria of Toiv is 17. Toiv is Tess,
no.
Vav, and Beis. 9 and 6 is 15, and 2 is 17. Originally in Shemoneh Esrei, how many brachas are there? The original was 18. Gamashin was added later on. Shemoneh Esrei is called Shemoneh Esrei because there were 18 brachas in the beginning. Toiv. A Raife who believes in only Toiv and only 17 of the brachas were Gehenim. The Refa'inu Hashem Vnei Rofe, somehow the doctors don't believe in. So Toiv Sheberoifim, the doctor that believes in only Toiv, and only 17 of the 18 brachas. The Refa'inu, he doesn't believe him, will get him. That doctor is going to get him. Toiv Sheberoifim will get him. Kel Na Refa Na La, some of the doctors think that they have the right to make decisions, and that they are the ones that they know it all.
And who's supposed to make a decision?
Reminds me of a story that I saw. Maybe you heard the story. There was, I don't know which school it was. Obviously not a religious Jewish school, but there was a school, and the graduating class was graduating. They made a big graduation. And the principal warned the valedictorian and the class, they can't mention God's name. Can't mention separation, church and state, religion. They can't mention God's name at all in a speech. And they had to agree, the whole class had to agree, there would be no mention of God by the graduation. It seems the class was a little more religious than the principal was, and they were quite upset about it. But they couldn't change it. Those were the rules, and the conditions, they had to agree that the speeches would not mention God's name at all. The valedictorian got up to speak, and he spoke about the school, and about the teachers, and about the future in life, and his plans, and about the great class, and so on and so on, without mentioning God's name. And the principal was sitting there to himself, I pulled it off. I was able to pull it off. They didn't mention God's name at all. And as the valedictorian finishes his speech, he goes, Hachu! And the whole class stands up and says, God bless you.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, the bottom line is, they try, but we know the truth. We know the truth. Kel Na Refa Na La. We know the truth that Hashem is the one who created the world. Hashem runs the world, and we know that the only one we daven to is Hashem. Shtaka bi ol zoyche, fuis Yeshua, snachomis, shesayich nesim shichzakeim heri v'meinu amen.